Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited to have today with me on Connected my special guest, Pastor Curly Ray, and he is the president and the founder of Tigert Valley Ministries, and that's located there in Beverly, West Virginia, also the senior pastor of Beverly Community Church. Sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Thank you, my friend. It's so good to be with you again today on Connected.
Praise God. Tell us a little bit about your ministry there in Beverly and the actual address in case folks want to come and visit your church.
Well, the church is right on the main street in Beverly, West Virginia. We're the first church on the right if you're coming in going south, and then we are the second church on the left if you're going north. We've been in Beverly since 1994, and the Lord has just done a wonderful and a great work there. We're seeing tremendous growth right now. The Lord is really blessing. We're under a building project, changing things around, and the Christian school is doing extremely well, and the Lord's just been doing a wonderful work there at the church.
Praise God. We're going to have some awesome conversation here in just a few moments with Pastor Curly Ray, Jr. And when we come back, we're going to break for a song. When we come back, we're going to be talking about an awesome, awesome subject. Not going to tell you right now, but stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way, trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. I walked in darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water.
Just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father
is waiting in the water.
I trust that you enjoyed that awesome song here at He's Alive Radio. And with me today on Connected, a special friend of Pastor Sharon and I's, and of course that's Pastor Curly Ray Jr. He is the senior pastor of Tigert Valley Ministries and Beverly Community Church, located there in Beverly, West Virginia. And we're excited to have him on here. I've been to his church. It's an awesome church, an awesome group of people. He has a wonderful wife and an awesome family. Has a son there and a couple of daughters, and we're excited to have him with us today, and I'm excited to hear the topic of conversation. Pastor, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, brother, for this past month, we've been talking about finding your true identity in Christ at the church, and, you know, I'm kindly troubled, to be very honest with you. A lot of folks, especially Christian folks, they struggle with knowing who they are in Christ, and they struggle mainly with past things, past decisions that they've made, and they allow that to literally be attached to their life. And, you know, I just call it baggage of the devil, and he puts it on their back to keep them from succeeding and becoming who God has called them to be. You know, the Bible tells us that we are an example, that we're all called of God, that we're all chosen by God to do a work for God, that we're a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. But because of us not knowing who we truly are in the Lord, the devil kind of dampers our light, or kindly dims our light to keep us from succeeding and being that light of the world. Our goal is to reach the lost, but we can't reach the lost. We can't succeed in the calling of God and what He's called us to do until we allow that baggage to be taken off of us and we start focusing on the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ lives inside of us, that we are the example of Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world.
Praise God. You know, I heard a preacher one time at a revival meeting several years ago in the early 1980s. He said this woman came up to him at the altar and she was just crying and said, "Preacher, the devil, he's chasing me around the room." And the preacher said, "He ought to catch you." And I believe it's because the woman did not realize her stand in God, her authority in God. Even the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And I believe God can use us in that manner, but I'm in total agreement with what you're saying. I believe that in order to be effective in this modernistic, contemporary, intellectual age that we are living in, we must be people of the Word. We must read the Word of God on a daily basis. And at Father's House here in Grantsville, Maryland, Pastor Sharon and I, we have incorporated a yearly Through the Bible reading, and I'm seeing a difference in the folks already. They're studying, they're meditating upon the Word of God, like the Bible said. David said, "I'll meditate in your Word both day and night. Be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water." And the Bible says, "Your fruit will come forth in your season, your leaf won't wither, and whatever you set your hand to do, it will prosper." So I'm in total agreement with you, brother.
Well, what you know, something that we all need to understand, the Bible tells us that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And folks do not take the time they need to take today to really seek after the fact that, you know, we are alive now in Jesus Christ. Our sins have been forgiven us. They, you know, the Bible says He cast them as far as the depths of the sea, and He remembers them no more. So therefore, we have to get ourselves to the place to where, you know, we realize that we are the blessed of Jesus Christ. That we now, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans 8, chapter 35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" It said, you know, that scripture literally tells us that Jesus loved us so much that He washed away our sins. So therefore, we need to allow that sin to be forgiven us. We need to move forward in Jesus Christ. Something that folks need to understand is that it doesn't matter how many times you fall, you can always stand back up and you can begin again. You can always begin again in Christ. And, you know, something else, the Lord never takes away the anointing that He puts upon you. I had a preacher one time come to the church, and he was preaching about how the Lord will take away your blessings, and He will take away, you know, the things that He's given you. And I after church, I kind of, you know, took him to the side. I said, Pastor, I said, I don't know how you're getting that scripture, because, you know, that would kind of make the Lord a liar. It would make him, in a sense, a thief, because when he gives you something, he's not going to take it away. And, you know, what happens is we damper that call because of our sin, or we damper that call because we can't let go of yesterday. So therefore, we need to understand that same calling that's upon us, God didn't take it from us. We've just kind of dampened it because we can't find our identity in the Lord. We can't allow that identity to come forth in us.
That's right. And we were talking there just a few moments ago about our authority and our position in Christ. You know, Romans 5 verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord
right.
Jesus Christ. And not only having peace, but we have access into this grace in wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So that what God is trying to tell us, as Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit here, is that we have a liberty in Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
We're not supposed to use that liberty as a cloak of maliciousness to hurt someone, but we're to use that liberty to stand fast in the same liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And then be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. I am in total agreement with what you're saying, Pastor, and I believe the blessings of God are going to be upon those who believe that the blessings are yea and amen to them that believe.
Amen, amen. You know, Colossians chapter 2, listen to this scripture. In Colossians 2:13, it says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, listen, it said, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, have canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it, literally nailing it to the cross. So therefore, my yesterday is now gone. I can now begin again in Him and live again in Him and work again in Him and do what God has called me to do. There's a lot of pastors out there that have fallen in sin, and they think they can't be forgiven anymore, that they can never be used again. My goodness, they need to get back in the Word and understand that God never took that call from them. God never caused them to go down the road they went down. They went down that road because they got sidetracked by the devil. It's time for them to pick back up their cross and move forward in the calling of God that He put upon their life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have been preaching a sermon series at Father's House here in Grantsville, Maryland. It's a three-part. I've already been through two, and this coming Sunday, Lord willing, I'm going to be doing the third part. And it's about the power of God. The first sermon series was called Not in Word Only, but in the Power of God. That was the first message. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 20, the Bible said, for the kingdom of God is not in word only, but it is in power. Now, when we look at that Greek word for power in the scripture, of course, we already know this. It means dunamis, which is miraculous power, which is where we get our English word dynamite from. And the world's Pentecostals and Charismatics believe that God's power is released in believers through their personal experience of Pentecost. However, brother, I believe that there's one key that's missing, and it's called prayer. We read the word of God. We have the power to push it through our lips, but the power really comes through spending time alone with God in prayer.
That's exactly right. You know, something that is missing so much in our lives is taking the time. You know, Pastor Sharon brought this up the last time. We take the time for everything else that we want to do, but, you know, we always have the excuse, you know, I don't have time for God. I don't have time for church. We take the time for everything else. We need to take the time to pray.
Come on now.
We need to take the time to go to church. We need to take the time to seek after the face of God. You know, we're wanting blessings in our lives. Blessings cannot come until you put God first back in your life. You want these blessings every day, and you're seeking after all these things, and you're wanting change in your life. Change cannot come until you seek after the face of God.
Absolutely. You know, I love the scripture there in the book of Psalms, chapter 84, verse 11, part B, if you will. It says, no good thing would God withhold from them that walk upright. We want the blessings, but we don't want to do part A. We don't want to walk upright. But that
right.
is the pattern that's in heaven. And if there's a pattern in heaven, surely we need to have a pattern here on earth to follow. And that's the Word of God.
You know, that's exactly right. And here's something else. You know, I don't want to be negative to people. I want to be, you know, bring by a positive influence and try to steer them back to where they need to be. And you know, one of the things we need to focus on in finding your identity is you need to understand that you're a child of God. You literally belong to Him. I hear people say all the time, oh, God don't understand. Listen, why would God not understand what you're going through? Why would God not understand, you know, how you're feeling, what you're thinking? He made you. You know, the Bible tells us that we were made in the image and in the likeness of God. You read in the book of Genesis, it literally tells us that He breathed Himself into man. We were made literally by the hands of God. So God understands every situation that we're going through. And see, it's the devil that puts this foolishness in our mind to cause us to veer away from what God has called us and chosen us to be. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that's been called out of this glorious gospel to do a wonderful work for the Lord.
Praise God. You know, with that said, we're going to break for a song here in just a moment. We're going to be coming back and praying over the needs of the listening audience. But Jesus said in John 6:63, He says, these words are spirit and they are life. And of course, it is the spirit that quickens, but it is the flesh that profits nothing. So when we read the word of God, we are actually receiving that engrafted word that's able to save the soul, and we're receiving what God is really trying to say through the spirit behind that word. Stay Amen. Tuned, and we'll be right back, and we're going to be praying.
Crazy or a fool, for
I'm back with my special guest, Pastor Curly Ray Jr., the senior pastor of Beverly Community Church, located in Beverly, West Virginia, also the presiding president over Tigert Valley Ministries there as well. And we've been having some awesome conversation, talking about the authority of God, talking about the power and the word of Almighty God. But it's time to go to the Lord in prayer. And, of course, I have received in the mail this week so many prayer requests here at the station, ranging from folks that are having emotional affairs. I'm thinking of a man who is suffering severely from diabetes, a person that had a heart attack. A couple of people have lost loved ones, and they're now by themselves, and they don't know how that they're going to move on. And we've been praying with them every day over the phone, believing God for their breakthrough. Pastor Curly Ray Jr. is with me, and he's going to take us to the Lord in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, Father, I just want to praise you. I want to thank you, God, for who you are and for what you're doing in men and women's lives. Father, you see the needs, Father, that have been called into the station today. I just ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you would move upon these individuals. Father, that you would change the circumstance that's going on in their life. I pray, God, that you would, Father, move upon them in such a way that their focus would not be upon the circumstance, but, God, their focus and their thoughts would be upon you. Help them to open their mouth in praise and to lift you up, because, Lord, you said in your word that your praise will fill the temple. Father, we thank you right now for touching these individuals. We give you praise. We give you glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. There's a woman that's listening in North Central West Virginia. You have fallen and you have hurt your left elbow. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, it's right in the Clarksburg area, the Spirit of the Lord said, just receive your healing right now. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Now, were is past tense. All you need to do right now in Toda praise, just throw your hands up above your head. And that's right, that one that's even hurting, try to get that up right now. At the extension of that hand, the healing is manifesting right now. Just receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And praise the Lord. Well, we thank you so much for tuning into today's edition of Connected. And Pastor Curly Ray has awesome conversation each time we have him. And we're looking forward to you being back soon, sir.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much for taking time to share with me today and allowing me to come and share in Connected.
Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.